Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Dalet, and we are on Kuf Yud Gimel on the base by the two dots as we continue here in the 14th parak of Maseches Yevamos, the last daf until we get to the 15th parak later on today, Bez Hashem. The last two prakim relating to Eidus Isha, as we have one more week of Maseches Yevamos. Okay, so here we go. Heyed Rabbi Yochanan Vechulu. So Rabbi Yochanan in the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Beis Mabeis had given testimony, Rabbi Yochanan in Good Gedah had given testimony about a chareshes shehisiya aviha, a chareshes that her father had married her off, that she is able to go out with a get, even though the original marriage was significant, she can still go out with a get, and the rabbanan say back, avzu, also a pikachas, shenischarsha kayotze ba, right, because it's shalom midaita, therefore, it can work. That was Rabbi Yochanan's Eidus. Amar Rava. Now Rava says, based on that, six lines up from the bottom, Kuf Yud Gimel on the base, Amar Rava, Me'iduso, Shal Rabbi Yochanan Ben Good Gedah. From his Eidus, we could also extend it to the following idea. Amar La'edim, the man says to witnesses, Re'u get ze sha'anino sein, look at this get that I am about to give. We know Edim play a central role in the Mesiras HaGet, either through the Chasima or through the Mesira. But they play a central role, and the husband plays a central role in terms of the ksiva and the nesina. So a man says to Edim right before he gives the get to his wife, you see this get that I'm about to give? The Amar Lo, and he says to her, Kinsi shtarchov ze. Take this shtarchov, take this shtar that someone owes me money. Meaning he does not say that it is a get. So he told the Edim that it's a get, but he doesn't tell the woman that it's a get. So, Hare Zumagureshe, says Rava, from Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgudah's statement, you can extend it to our case. Just like Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgudah says that you don't need the Ratzon or the Das of the Isha, even a Chareshes is good enough. Even a someone who does not, who's right now does not have the mental capacity, but still it's a shalomi daita, so it's okay. So Rava says, extend that to a case where you said something to her that makes her feel that it's not a get, right? Kitzi shtar chovze. Says the Gemara, Milo Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgudah lo beinan daita. Didn't Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgudah say that you don't need her daas hachanami lo beinan daita? So too, in this case, we will say we don't need her daas. So therefore, that's what we get from Rabbi Yochanan Ben Gudgudah. Pshita. But okay, so isn't that obvious? What's the chiddush? Once he says it in the Mishnah, so then you know that she is not a player halachically in the process. So Gemara says, no, ma'od de tema, I might have thought, mi da amar le kinsi shtar chov ze, bitule batle, from the fact that he says, this is not a get, this is a shtar chov, maybe he's being mevatel the get. A man is apparent to be mevatel the get up until the moment that the woman, the wife, gets it. So the first Mishnah in the fourth parak in Gittin, parak ha-shaleach. So as long as he's mevatel the get, maybe this is like a bittel. He's saying, yeah, it's a shtar chov, it's not a get. Kamash Milan, no. Isa Debatle, if he would be nullifying the get, La'edim Avika Amarlu, he would have said that to the witnesses. He wouldn't have been so straight with the witnesses. Umita Lo Amar, La'edim, and because he didn't say that to the witnesses, Lo Batle Velo Midi. So we assume that he was not Mevatel it. Isa, why'd he say it? Vahai De Amar Hachi, Machmas Kisufu De Karmaluhu, because of embarrassment. It's not a public action that a person is so proud of, Gerishin, and therefore he's trying to cover it up. This relates to the toasts we had a couple of days ago. Chalitza is a little bit embarrassing for the man, and here Gerishin, the Gemara says that he'd rather cover it up. So that is why it is not a davar pshita. The Rashba and the Ritva both say that the fact that the Gemara had this havamina means it wasn't so pashit. Right, that's how the Gemara just explained it. So it's not really a pure extension of Rabbi Yochanan. Right, what does Rava say? From Rabbi Yochanan we know the following, but we just said it's not so pashut that you would extend it, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan would say. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan himself would say, Pituli Batle. But we don't say that. So they both emphasize that it's really more Rava than Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Gudgada in this case. It's really Rava's Chiddush by himself. 2 points. Number one is the a detail here. The statement of Rava started out with Omar La'edim. If he says to the Edim, see this get that I'm about to give, and then says to the woman, take this shtar chov. Says the Rashba, it must be that he said that to the Edim first. Umay deknakat Omar La'edim, dafka Omar La'edim. O shahayu asukin ba'oso inyan. or they were involved, like the Gemara says at the beginning of Kiddushin, they were talking about getting married, they were deciding when's a good day, when should we call it for, and all of a sudden, he fast, quickly, you know, pulls out that's like Kiddushin, but also by Gerushin, they were talking about getting divorced, Vachulu, they were Asukabos Uinyan, and then he does it, which substitutes, the Gemara says, for an Amira. But Halavach, Yenim Ugureshes, if he doesn't say anything to the witnesses beforehand, and he just goes over to a woman with witnesses watching, and it's a get, but he says, Kizi Shtachov Zeh, says the Rashba will not work there. It's only because of the prior Amira to the Edim, or the Asukin Bosu Inyan, that it would work. Kedam Ridim, Beperakama de Kiddushin. As it said on Dav Vav in Kiddushin, to the Inyan Kiddushin, Begitin, Beinon, Shi Asukin Bosu Inyan, O She Yefarish. That is the sheet of the Rashba here, that it can't be automatic, that first line is bedafka. Number one. Number two, whenever Mesiris Taget comes up, it's good to remember the Ksos. The Ksos has the suffix in Hilchus Matana. Nistapachti, says the Ksos. Let's say I want to give my chatzer to my friend. I want to give it as a present. I want to give the chatzer to my friend. So how am I makna the chatzer? So I'm going to put the shtar matana in the chatzer. And in that way, give the chatzer to my friend. In other words, do we say in shtar matana the principle of shtar umatana boin ke'echad? We know there's a principle of kinyan chatzer, that if somebody puts something in my chatzer, I can own it. But what if he's giving me the chatzer at the time? So does that work? It's like circular. It's only kinyan chatzer only works when it's my chatzer, but the chatzer is only mine after the kinyan takes place. So, do you say the principle of bon ke'echad? We usually have beferish the principle of bon ke'echad only by get isha and star shichrur of an eved. A woman, right, Masha Kansi isha kana baila, so she doesn't own anything herself, halachically, so how does she get her own get? Bon ke'echad, that's the circular way that it works, but it works, that's the chiddush haTorah. The same thing with star shichrur. Masha kana eved kana adon, so it works there too. So the Ksos's question is, does it work by star matana as well? And the Ksos says, no. It does not work. It is a chiddush of get and shtar shichrur. Why? Because it is not a normal kinyan. This is a huge topic in Maseches Gittin. How does the kinyan get line up with all the other darkei hakinyanim? Can you use all the darkei kinyanim to give the woman a get? Dalet Amos and Chatzer and all the darkei hakinyan discussed at the beginning and the end of Maseches Gittin, but the Ksos is the number one Machar. Ksos and Simon Reish says that it is a Nesina. It is not a Hakna'a. And that's why uniquely by Get Isha and by Shtar Shichrur, there are two ramifications that don't apply to other Kinyanim. Number one is this Bon Ke'echad idea. This circular logic that shouldn't work, but it works. That's the Chiddush HaTorah. Bon Ke'echad is not yours until the Kinyan takes place, but you can't do the Kinyan until it's yours. So it works, number one. Number two, the Ksos says that's the basis for the halacha of kasvo al yisuri hana. If I write a get on an isur hana and then I give it to a woman, so then that would also work. You write a get on a shtar haniskal. So why would that work? It's asur bahana, right? So the answer is no, it's just a maisa nesina. You don't need a real hakna. It doesn't have to fit the rules of other darkei kinyanim. So therefore, it is a rule breaker. But that's what's going on here too. When he gives the get to his wife, sometimes we find that there are higher standards that are needed for get, and sometimes there are lower standards that are needed for get. Right? Even though you don't need the ratzon of the isha, you need something of the isha. Right? We had yesterday on the top of Amud Beis over here that she has to be yodaz lishmar gita. She has to have some base knowledge of holding on to it. So even though she doesn't have to have ratzon, she has to have some level of das, but not acquiescence. But that's whenever the Mesiris Haget comes up, it's good to remember that discussion of the Ksos and related issues. Okay, so let's continue now, second to last line. Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna, Irkas Alei Maftechei Debei Medrasha. So he lost the keys to the shul. He was the gabbai. He lost the keys to the shul in the Rosh Hazarabim, in the street. Bishabsa. So we have the Girsa of Bishabsa on Shabbos. Rashi did not have that Girsa because Rashi has to tell us that it was Shabbos. Pashtus is he wasn't carrying the keys on Shabbos. He must have lost it before Shabbos, but now it's Shabbos. And, you know, he has to find these keys. He's got to open the shul, but there's no Erev. So what do you do? So Aslakami Rebbe Pidas. He comes in front of Rebbe Pidas. Amar Le, Rebbe Pidas says to him, Zil Dibar Tali Vitalia, get a little boy and a little girl, Vilatailu Asam, and bring them over there, encourage them to go over there and play, and they'll be playing there, and then all of a sudden they'll find the keys, and then they'll bring it back to the private Rishus. Dibashachachi Luhu Maisi Luhu. Right, this is getting back to the sugya that we started previously of allowing or not allowing children to be involved in malachos. Right, that this is the sugya right now that we're going to have. So Rabbi Padas advised Rabbi Yitzchak, you know, just get some kids. Don't tell them a word. Don't tell them. Just have them play here. Hopefully they'll find the keys. They'll recognize it's yours and they'll bring it back. Alma kasavar. So what do you see? Rabbi Padas holds katan ochel nevelos ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho. If a child is involved in an avera, ochel nevelos, right? It's a chiddush, right? That's always the lashon used. Ochel nevelos. Why dafka is that one? That's a chiddush gadol. You might say, even if by other averas you might not have to get involved, but by eating, treif, ochel nevelos, all the sources of the imbibing of dvarim tmeim affecting the neshama. So there you might say, of course, you have to stop. But here, ein mitzuvin, ein bezdin mitzuvin lafrisho, right? That's what you see from Rebbe Pedas's advice that he gives to Rebbe Yitzchak. Why dafka a boy and a girl? Why not two boys? Why not two girls? Right, dafka Tali Vitalia, a boy and a girl are suggested. Says the Chasam Sofer in one of his drushes. So Rebbe Pedas bikesh lomait bechisar kachala efshar. He was trying to minimize the iser as much as possible. V'imyu shnayim. So first of all, why two? So, if two people do it, maybe they'll both bring it. They'll both want the mitzvah, they'll both come to me. Shnayim sha'asa'uhu. That'll get it down to a drabanan. We know every time there's shnayim sha'asa'uhu, that gets it down to it as a drabanan. Right? That's the svara for chaynosias atzmo. So we know the principle, a child who is old enough to carry themselves, not even old enough, just you know, a child that is alive, right? We know that, or a person, we say chaynosias atzmo carries himself. What does that mean? That gets it down from a nitzah d'oraisa to a nitzah d'rabanan. And the way that Mefarshim explained it is because it now is shnayim sha'asa'uhu. A sleeping child is heavier than an awake child. Why? Because they do less. And Rahman al-Islam, somebody that's alive, is lighter. Right? Why? Because they help carry themselves. They're lighter. It's not dead weight, even the phrase. So that shnayim sha'asa'uhu gets it down to a d'rabanan. It doesn't make it mutter, but gets it down to a d'rabanan. So the Chasam Sofer says, first of all, Rabbi Pedas wanted two kids, so that even though it's before Bar Chiyuva, still it will be a case of Shnayim Sha'asu'uhu, hopefully. V'shnayim Sha'asu Malacha Petur Min HaTorah. V'hayitzarech Sha'acher Echad Yezachar. And number one, he needs one boy at least. Why? Because the girls aren't going to know what the shul keys look like. It's got to be a boy, says the Chasam Sofer, right? It's probably the kids of the Gabbai, right, know exactly what the keys look like. So that's what we got. Shanasha meina mitsuyas v'beis ha-kneses. Aval ha-zachar yakir sh'amavtechos heim shal beis ha-kneses. V'shahamamuna aleihem hu rabbi yitzchak bar bisna. They'll also know who the Gabbai is. V'yaviyam elav. That's why you need the boy. And then he said, okay, so that's why you need two, that's why you need one boy. So we'll just have two boys. Why do you need the girl for? V'yahutzra gamlin akeva. Then he has a chiddush. Then he says, also in the keva, mishnei ta'amim. Number one, mistama, girls are better at finding things. That's what he says. Okay, that's a, could argue about that. Kiva cha anashim misham shaniyos hein. Mistavar shehi timsa samavtechos. Va'oz hazachar yakirim. Number one, maybe it's just one boy and one girl. Right? Yeah, different kochos. And number two, sheish bazem miyut iser. And this one is a chiddush. Kiva de din chinuch huba mitzvahs asei. Ubaseishal Shabbos Nashim Peturos. Not Peturos, but just not the same level of obligation. It's a Zman Grama that's learned out from Shomer V'Zachar. Masha'enkein, v'emkein einba din chinuch l'Shabbos. L'figach adif l'shloch nekeva ketana. Unusual. Got to look in the exactly what the rayas are. But that's his reasons why there's one Zachar and nekeva, right? We would have said that exactly the same thing, right? Men and women on Shabbos. So is it because it's one step removed and there's a lower level of chinuch? But that's the Chasam Sofer, at least why the boy and why not Amir La'akum? Right? Maybe if there was a guy in the round that they would be able to do that. But what is it? Is this a shvus or is this an isa daraisa? We allow a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah, right? So this is a guy is still he's doing shlichus for you. I mean, whatever the svar is, but sarach rabim, right? Shvus to shvus b'makom sarach rabim. But this is one shvus b'makom carrying maybe in a shvus rabim daraisa. So it would be only one shvus to allow it. A child who is not even doesn't know anything, maybe he's even better. If you look in the Chashuk Echemed, He has a case, Sheila. There was a, again, this is, we're going to talk about a number of these cases of Hashem. He talks about Sheila, Cheder Sheyashan Shem Chola. Right? There's a light on in the room. There's a light on in the room. So, are you allowed to ask the child to turn it off? No. But what can you do? Have the child, you know, go play his game in the room. And hopefully they're trained well enough so that when they leave the room, they'll turn the light off. Same kind of thing. Have the children do something in there when it's not allowed to tell a child what to do. If a child already knows what Shabbos is, then he can't have a child to do anything. But if, let's say, a child is 3 years old or whatever the age is, and they would just turn the lights on and off all the time without focusing on what day it is. So then, says the Chashuki Chemin, it's the same kind of case. You just allow them to just play in the room and hope for the best. What about a one-year-old, one-and-a-half-year-old? What do you do there? So that we'll get to later also, Hashem. But that, right, I can't direct them. I can just hold them in front of the light and hope for the best. Right, I can't use the child as an extension of my hand and then turn the light off. That's my malacha. That's not his malacha. But just hold the child in front, as long as the child, you know, doesn't know yet. Once the child says, is it Shabbos? Then I'm stuck. Right, then it's too late, and it's not good enough. Okay, but the child has to know, number one, not that it's Shabbos, and number two, that the child is not doing it directly for the adult, as we will see, Baruch Hashem, in a couple of minutes. Okay, let's continue. Lema Messiah le. So let us say the following is a proof to Rabbi Pedas. Again, this is the sugya about children. As we said yesterday, this has to do with children and kashrus. Has to do with children and Shabbos. Has to do with children and other areas. So Lema Messiah, let's try to bring a proof that if a child is involved in an avera, ochel avelos, bezit is not mitzvah. That's why you're allowed to even bring the children to play in an area where you want them to do a malacha. Shleimah Messiah, lo yomar adam latinok, haveli mafteach, haveli chosam. You're not, a person shouldn't tell the child, bring me a mafteach, right, through the street on Shabbos, haveli chosam, ela manicho tolesh, manicho zorek. You're not allowed to tell him directly, right? But if he's doing it, manicho, right, you could, right, just let him do it himself. But you can't say directly. So doesn't that show that, right, Tolesh obviously is the malacha of Kotzer, and Zorek through a malacha of Hotzah. So you can let him do it. So doesn't that show that I'm not allowed to be ma'achil, the Isser, so to speak, but I'm allowed to allow it to be done? Rabbaya, there's no raya that we would allow malacha daraisa. There's no raya. Tolesh ba'atzit she'eno nakuv. Maybe the tolesh that we're talking about is from a flower pot that is not connected to the ground. So cutting from there on Shabbos is only an issa d'rabanan. And zorek b'karmelus d'rabanan. And we're talking about in a d'rabanan rishus. This is, we'll get to lamaskana, but some rishon and paskin this way. That there's a chilek, as the Gemara is going to go through, between d'oraisas and d'rabanans. To allow a child to violate a d'rabanan by themselves, so then, you know, we could look away. We don't have to get involved. But by d'oraisas, we were not. That's the sheet of the Rashba. Lamaskana, the chilek between d'oraisas and d'rabanans. Okay, but that's, it's not a raya for the case of Amos Uvela Frisho by d'oraisas. Tashma. So interesting, if you would have stopped now, the two examples given, actually now we had Kotzer, but Hotzah was given. Hotzah was given. Many of the times, many of the examples, you might say Hotzah is different. Better or worse? Probably better. In that Hotzah, we know from Melacha Shabbos, is what's called a Melacha Geruwa. It is one of the, one of the Lamentes Melachas, but it has certain kulas that don't apply to other Melachas. There's no Maisa Shabbos by Hotzah, says the Chai Adam, based on Rishonim. There's certain kulas that we have by Hotzah. So you might have said that a Katan in terms of allowing them to do this Melacha, it might be different, but the Gemara doesn't make that distinction. The Gemara just lumps it together with other Isurim. So Tashma, next. Ovid kochavim shebalachabos. If a non-Jew is balachabos, is coming to extinguish a fire on Shabbos, ain omrim lo kabe v'al techabe, when it's not allowed to directly tell them what to do, mipnei she'ein shvisaso aleihem. You can't tell them what to do in either direction. Meaning if they're doing it for you, you don't have to stop them, and kabe v'al techabe, ain shvisaso aleihem. Katan habalachabos, but if a child is coming, omrim lo al techabe. We tell him, don't, sheshvisa so aleihem. Question marks, you see there, against Rabbi Pedas. You see from there that you have to stop the child that is doing a that is doing a malacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, there is different. Ba'os al das aviv. There the child knows that the father's interested in what he's doing, and he's happy about it. That's where it's a problem. Dechvasi gabi ovikochavim. Doz al das Yisrael, mishari. But what do you mean? We had a chilek that there's a parallel here. The child is usher and the guy is mutter. But what do you mean? If the guy is doing it for the Jew, it would also be usher. So what's the difference between the child and the guy? Answers the Gemara, Ovi Kochavim Adaita Denafshe Avad. A non-Jew is Adaita Denafshe. He doesn't have himself the Jew in mind. He also doesn't have himself in mind. If the Jew doesn't want this, I'll use this malacha that I did for someone else. I'll get paid from somebody else. So he's Ladafka doing it directly for the Jew. 2 points. Number one is, there is a machlokas we've shown him. Does the father have to be standing there by the child for us to say, well, he's doing it for the father? What if we just know the child knows that the father wants it to be done, but the father is not there? That's one discussion in the Rishonim here. We L'chora would be machmir. We machmir to say that as long as the child knows that the father would be interested in this, and the child's doing it for the father, that would be a problem. Unlike the Rebbe Pedas case, where he's just bringing the kids to play in the area, and hopefully they'll find the key on the floor somewhere. The Rashba here also says, the Rashba is crucial on this daf and in Maseches Shabbos. The Rashba says, interesting, what's the case here? We say, mechabe and al techabe. Put out the fire, don't put out the fire. If he would put out the fire, what would that be called? Most kibui on Shabbos is malacha shein tzricha legufa. Right, we say it in Ba'al Malikin. Most of the time, if there are a few malachas that are, most of the time, malacha shein tzricha legufa. What does malacha shein tzricha legufa mean? That itself is five different shittas in the Rishonim. The two most famous opinions is Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is the most famous opinion. What is a malacha she'ein etzricha legufa? A malacha that is done for a different reason than it was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they dug a hole for the hole, and I'm digging it for the dirt. In the Mishkan, they trapped an animal because they want the animal, and I'm trapping the animal because I don't want it to bite me. Right, all different, the same exact action being done, but for a different reason than it was done in the Mishkan. That's Tosfos' definition, all over Maseches Shabbos, of Malacha, She'ena Tzricha, you don't need a Legufa for the inherent nature of what was done in the Mishkan. Rashi is a different shot. And that's Rashi L'shitaso in a few places, whenever Misasik is discussed, Malacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa, Rashi says, Bertsono lo ba'alo, I'd rather not be in this situation. I have to do it. Because, you know, that's the situation, right? Carrying a mace out of a house. Because that's called a malacha shein tzricha legufa in the Mishnah and Shabbos. Why? So Tosfos says, because why are you carrying the mace out? Because you don't want it to smell up your house. You don't want it to make your house tameh. Why they carry things out of the Mishkan? Because they wanted it there, not because they don't want it here. But Rashi says, you know what the svar is? Because I'd rather not have to do this malacha votzah. I'd rather not be a dead body here. I'd rather not being in this situation. Bertsono lo balo. Right, one machlokas, or cutting one's nails on Shabbos. Discussion in Rashi and Tosfos whether that's a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Why they do gozes shearing in the Mishkan? Because they wanted the wool. But why are we cutting our nails? Because we want our fingers to look nice. We don't want the cuttings. Right, we even burn them. We throw them in the toilets. We don't want them. So Tosfos calls that a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Okay. But these are all different examples, Rashi and Tosfos. Says the Rashba, so most of kibui, most of extinguishing is in a malacha shein tzricha legufa. Why? Because why they do kibui in the Mishkan? Because they wanted to create coals in order to use. Why are they doing kibui here? Right? Because they want to put out the fire. There's something dangerous going on. Says the Rashba, this whole discussion must be about a malacha shein tzricha legufa, and only, we didn't hear the punchline. What's the halacha by a malacha shein tzricha legufa? Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says pater, and that's what we paskin generally, most. But it is a very chamor, pater means asa drabanan, but malacha shein tzricha legufa is a very chamor isa drabanan. Why? Because the Rambam says chayiv. The Rambam holds malacha shein tzricha legufa, like Rabbi Yehuda, is chayiv daraisa. Doesn't make a difference. If it's tzricha, rein, it's tzricha legufa. So because there's a sheet of the Rambam like that, in the world of Isser Durabanans, it is a stringent Isser Durabanan. But says the Rashba right here, our Gemara must be going like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what it must be talking about. He says, kashali halav daraisa hu, malacha shein tzricha legufa, vein kibi daraisa ela pipechamin o bepsila, v'nira li, that it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you don't need a tzricha legufa. That's the Rashba's ha'ara here. There is an interesting tshuva Okay, and all the Achronim discussed this tshuva of the Maharik. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about it in Arach Chaim, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Chaf Aleph. Says Rav Moshe, explaining the Maharik. It's really a Maharik, right? We know the halach is, if a goy says to a Jew, you know, be Mechal Shabbos or I'm going to kill you. So the halach is, or Mechal Shabbos, right? It's not one of the big three. Not one of the big three, even though it's a Daraisa. So the Maharik discusses, well, maybe that's not even, we'll talk about this, right? Yivamis Kuf Chaf Aleph, we'll get to that in Bezrim next week also, where a similar case comes up. Isn't every case of ones, where you're forced to do something, a malacha shein tzricha legufa, that's discussed by the Maharik? Because after all, why are you doing it? Not because you want it to be done, you do it because the guy's forcing you to do it. So maybe the whole thing should only be asa d'rabbanan. There should never be a case of ones that is chilul Shabbos d'oraisa, because it's always a malacha shein tzricha legufa, and therefore according to Reb Shimon, you're pater anyway. Hayel Reb Shimon rakis d'rabbanan mitam shi malacha shein tzricha legufa kamo arigas mazikin. That is the Maharik, and the Reb Moshe and other achronim ask. He says l'chor tamua. Couple of questions. But he says, let me ask you what, another question. What about cooking, doing malacha for a chole on Shabbos? Right? So let's say according to Rashi's definition, you'd rather not have to do this. Right? You'd rather the person not be sick. So that's only nisa d'rabanan. If I cook on Shabbos for a chole, it's only asa d'rabanan. That can't be. If I do any malachas on Shabbos for a chole, it's asa d'rabanan. No, it's asa d'araisa. But it's pikuach nefesh that it's allowed. So how are you machalik between a ma'anes, a guy doing it, that the ma'arik calls that a malacha and a gufa, and chola. So Rav Moshe discusses trying to defend the Maharik, but it's a chiddush gadol that he has, and a big discussion in the Achronim in terms of defining what the difference is. The kivan Rav Moshe says the kivan shu mitzad pachara akum ein nogel lo klal machsheves akum shehu la achila the machshevasu ili natzel meapachad. I'm doing it to be saved. I'm not even doing it for him to eat. So that's why it's different than the chola, where I'm doing it for the chola to eat. So he has a chilek, you got to work it out. But that's the discussion. Just one other point, and that is, we have here not only the issue of a katan doing malacha, but a non-Jew doing malacha. We know Amir La'akum is generally Aser Durabanan on Shabbos, is a shvus. There are three svaras given in the Rishonim, why, what's the reason, what's the Isra of Amir La'akum? Amir La'akum also comes up outside of Hilchot Shabbos too. Comes up in the Gemara by Malachan Chalamoid. It comes up by Sirus. Comes up, but Shabbos is the most famous case. Why is it? Why can't I ask a guy to do malacha for me on Shabbos? So the Rambam writes in one place, well, if I ask a guy to do it, you know, I might end up doing it myself. Gzeira, I might come to do it myself. There's a Rashi in Avodah Zarah that says, no, it's part of Vedaber Dovar. Right, just your Dibur is supposed to be different on Shabbos. So different means including not asking a guy to do malacha for you. Right, nafkamina might be if you tell the guy before Shabbos. According to that Rashi, it would be mutter. We're machmer like all shitas. But then there's another Rashi. Rashi, at the end of Masechah Shabbos, at the beginning of the last parak, says, shlichus. Yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. Even though usually we say that a guy is excluded from shlichus, right, he can't, we just had it, just had it yesterday, about being mafresh truma. A guy can't be mafresh truma, he can't be my shliach. So, a guy is usually mufka. But when it comes to Amir la'akum, they're abundant more machmir to treat him as your shliach. And therefore, it would be usher. Three different svaras given in the Rishonim for the Isra of Amir la'akum on Shabbos, and we try to be machmir, like all the different opinions. Generally, what, right? What's mutter? So the Rishonim say, shvus to shvus, b'makum something. Asking a guy to do a malacha d'rabbanan b'makom, hefsid meruba b'makom sar, b'makom refua, b'makom tzarech rabim, b'makom something. Right? That's the usually how it is, generally how it's allowed. Okay, let's continue. Tashma, again, weiter in the sugya of mitzuvin or ein mitzuvin lafrisho. Tashma, ben chaver sheragel lechetz alavi imo, am haaretz, a ben chaver, the son of a Talmud Chacham, who likes to go visit his grandfather, who is not so learned. Ein choshashin, shemayachilenu dvarim she'enem mesukanim. We're not worried that the grandfather is going to give the child dvarim that were not hufrash properly, with shumas and maestras. Matzah biyado peiros. What if he comes home and he has some food left over in his knapsack? So it is dmai. Right, it's not. We don't know whether Truma Gadola was taken off. We don't know if the others were taken off. Ein zakuklo. You don't have to worry about it. So, that's a raya. Right, if he's involved in an isser, so you don't have to worry about it. Answer the Gemara, no. I'm Rabbi Yochanan ben Dmai Kilu. No, that's a suffix. That's not a vaday avera. That's a suffix avera. That's Dmai. Rov Ami Aris Ma'asrin Heim. And that's why that's the case that we would be Mako. Says the Gemara, one second, Ela Taima de Demai. Well, the only reason that Rabbi Yochanan is Mekel is because it's a Suffolk. Havadai Ba'ila Surei. But if he's Vadai doing an Avera, Rabbi Yochanan would say that you have to get involved. V'yamer Rabbi Yochanan, but Osad Asavid. But didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say up above that the only problem was when the child is doing it for the father? But if not, it's Mutter, even if it's a Dar, even if it's a Vadai. Really, Rabbi Yochanan is not 100% sure. So whenever a marker comes up, he says it's no raya. So he pushes from both sides. Okay, let's continue. Again, we'll get to halacha l'maisa, but let's continue a little more. Tashma ben chaver kohen sheraga lelechitz alavi imo kohen amaretz. Right, so the stakes are a little higher here. He goes to his grandfather who was a kohen. Ein choshes shen shemi achilenu truma temeya. We're not choshes that his grandfather's going to give him tame truma. Matza biyado peiros ein zakaglo. Same thing. So here the stakes are. This isn't a demai question. This is a tuma v'tara question. So isn't that a raya? So the Gemara says no, but truma derabanan. We could be talking about Shuma Durabanan, and again, this is the Rashba's Chilik. The Raisa Durabanan, that's how you get the impression from the Gemara, that Durabanans were going to be more Mekel. Stop there for a minute. Again, it keeps going on, but Halacha L'maisa, even before we get to the Maskana, the Rambam Paskins, Ein Bezdin Mitzuven Lafrisha. Right? Bezdin is not Mitzuven. But the Rambam adds, the father is. The Chilik, that's the Rambam's Chilik, between Bezdin and the father. Katan Sha'achal, Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros, in Perek Yud Zayin, the last few halachos of Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros. Katan Sha'achal Echad mi Ma'achalas Asuros, O Sha'asim Malacha B'Shabbos, Ein Bezdin Mitzuvah Nov Lafrisha. Right, the Rambam does not make any chilukim, the Raisa Durabanan. Right, Bezdin is not Mitzuvah. Lefi She'eno Bendas. Not a Bendas. Ba'med Dvarim Amurim Sha'asa Me'atzmo. Avalaha Achilo B'Yadayim Asur. Right, you can't be machil biyadayim. Via filu dvarim sheisuran midivrei sofrim. Even items that are asur midivrei sofrim. V'chein asur lahargilo bechilol Shabbos umoed. Via filu b'dvarim sheimishum shvus. You should. Right, it's a balance, but there's no per se. You're not allowed to be machil. You're not allowed to be involved at all. Only if they do give me atzmo. And then the Rambam adds. Afal pishein bezdin mitzuvin lahafrishas hakatan, mitzvah al aviv ligerbo ulahafrisho. Kedei lachancho bikdusha uprisha, shenemar chanoch lenar al pidarko. Ganki eskin leisur mimena. That's the Rambam, Yud Zayin Chafches. And the Rashba says in our Gemara, that's a great Rambam. He says, I agree with that Rambam. It's difficult, he says, to fit it into the words of the Gemara, but I like the Rambam, because after all, I was talking about Rabbi Pedas and his kids, and the Gemara doesn't have that distinction. So he says, I like that Rambam, but I'm not exactly sure how he reads it into Gemara. V'nirin ha yudvarav. And listen to the Rashba's Lashon after he quotes the Rambam. Shari kazan sheyigil l'chinuch, machan chinuso l'mitzvos, v'yim kein, heich ein mafrishin oso min ha'isser. How can you not be worried about it if you have a mitzvah chinuch? So he says, but it doesn't sound like that way from the sugya, because the Gemara doesn't make any chilukim between father and bastard. But either way, the Rashba likes that Rambam, the Mishnah. You can't learn this sugya without the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Mem Gimel, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Hilchas Shabbos. He quotes the Rambam. That's the Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah has a long piece where he says, Im Shama Libno Bitokta. This is an overlap of the Mishnah Berurah and Shmiras Halashon. Right here. The Mishnah Berurah talking about Lashon Hara. Upashit, dim shama libno ubito aktanim, shemedabrim Lashon Hara, mitzvah ligar bohem, ulafrisha mizeh, v'chein mimachokes, v'sheker, v'klalos, uba avonoseinu harabim, kama nechshalom bazeh. In our great sin, says the Chavetz Chaim, we sin in this. Shein manichim libneim ladabra, shehim minichim libneim ladabra Lashon Hara, rechilus lakalel. We let our kids, you know, just in Lashon Hara, v'nase murgal bazeh kol kach, acha filu kishin is gadol, v'shomea shish bazeh iser, gadol, kashol lifrosh me'ergelo, right, whatever they're used to, it's hard to stop. V'hergo bazeh shonim rabos v'yadover etzlo b'cheskas heter. And he says, we have to be mechanech our kids. And then he says, how old? Depends on the child, depends on the mitzvah, but we have to be, do our best. Avaltino shino bar avana klal, if a child is totally not like very, very young. Ein aviv mitzuva lamanum b'chal karcho milecho machalos asuros umchal shabbos. I feel a bissur shel Torah. Right, that's what we paskin. Ein bezem mitzuvin lafrisho. Right, and he says, what about an Ashes Kohen Muberes going into a cemetery, right, the Rokeach and the Shach and the Magen Avraham. So that's not Chinuch. The child's not born yet, right? But separate sugya, about the Tumah Belua, etc. We're discussing this. Those who listen to the Navi Shir, we're in the middle of Shimshon now. So Shimshon was told by his mother was told by the Malach, don't become Tameh. What do you mean, don't become Tameh? Child's not born yet, relates to that sugya. Okay, let's continue. Toshma Yonek Tinok Vaholech Meovedes Kalchavim Umbibehema Temeya. A child is allowed a nurse from a non-Jew, from a non-Jewish woman, or from a non-kosher animal. V'yein Choshishin B'Yonek Showcase. We're not worried about imbibing something that is not kosher. V'lo Yachilenu Nevelos V'Treifos Shkatzim Rabasim. But we can't feed them treif non-kosher items. Umikulan Yonek Behem. And from all of them, the child can nurse via Filip Shabbos, even on Shabbos, which has the malacha of Mifarik, we'll see. No, it's mutter. Ubi gadol aser, but by a gadol, it would be aser. Abish, we'll get to why there's a chilek. Abish Shalomer, noagin ayinah sheyokim mebeheba torah biyantif. We used to yonek, we used to suckle from a kosher animal on Yom Tov. So, what's going on here? Ketani miha. So this is a raya. You allow the child to nurse from non-kosher sources, right? Isn't that a raya? Then eight beds and mitzvah lafrisho. No, hasam yishum sakana. No, there's different. It's a sakana. If he doesn't nurse, then he's going to die. So says the Gemara. See yachi gadlanami. So what's the difference between a gadol and a katan? Why do we only allow a katan and not a gadol? Gadol by umdana. A gadol, you have to estimate whether he can wait till Motzei Shabbos or not. That's why you don't automatically give him the heter. So katan amili boy umdana. So katan too. Miman of shach. So the Gemara says, Amar Afuna, Breder of Yeshua, Stam Tinok, Misuka Neitzel Chalav. A child is in a different category. A child, a baby is in a different category, and therefore we would allow the baby to do it. Again, Lomaskan, in all these cases, there's no raya in all of these cases. Two discussions in the Rishonim here. Number one is the Braisa links milk of a non-Jewish woman with the milk of a non-kosher animal. Rabbeinu Chananel says, wow, you see from there, milk from a non-kosher woman is asa daraisa, just like a non-kosher animal. Rov Rishonim quote that Rabbeinu Chananel and argue with it. Right? The Rashba, the Ritva says, no, that's not true. Milk of a person is not treif like milk of a non-kosher animal. Milk of a non-kosher animal, we know the Mishnah says, hayotzi min atamei tamei. Right? Something that goes out. A camel is not kosher. Milk from a camel is not kosher. A goat is kosher. Milk from a goat is kosher. Everything is a yotzi min atamei tamei, a yotzi min atahar tar. That's the Mishnah. So, what about a person? What about a person? So, why don't you say, there's an exception to the rule, right? A person is not kosher. But a milk from a human being is kosher. Or is it not kosher, but there's only Mishum Sakana? Right? Nowadays we have formulas. So we pass it's mutter. The Rashba says, Don't get misled. Mistavra, the hadanaket nachrios, lo sheyehe chalav nachris, aser yoser mi chalav bas Yisrael. Didavida, mahalchi shtayim, they're both people. The chalav shtey and mutter, and their milk is mutter. Velo matzinu heter bidaman, vechelban, ubisarin, shay Yisrael, yoser min anachri. There's no difference. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, midas chasidus. Midas chasidus. Right, that's what the Rashi quotes in Parashat Shmos. That's this Rashba. And we've discussed many times, the Raman Yaradeya quotes this Rashba. Quotes this Rashba, that Me'ikar Adin, Chalav Nachris, is Kechalav Yehudis. But it's better that they don't. Better that they don't. That's the Rashba right here. Mipnei she tivan shel Yisrael noach yoser. Mishum deregilin b'mitzvos. Veheim rachmanim b'shanim b'teva. Av chelbgan megadol telva kayotzi bohen. Zesh Amr b'Moshe Rabbeinu. Shelo ratzatina lina mechalav nachrias. Got to do this Rashba. Right? Ela midas chasidas midas rizas shlo aniko b'bnei sibosav. Right? Because he's asid l'dabar mashchina, so therefore he can't milk from a nurse from a mistress. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Shmos, who we like to mention, that it's, even though it's a midas chasidas, it's put in Shulchan Aruch. Because the Ramah wants us to realize that every one of our children is a potential Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Rabbi Yaakov in Parsha Shmos. Again, we've discussed that many times. But this is the Rashba. Yavamas Kuf Yudalet. This is the Rashba that it's all based on. The Ramah quotes it, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky expands upon it. Number one. Number two is Shabbos. So on Shabbos it's okay, but on otherwise it wouldn't be okay to have milk expressed. That is a malacha daraisa on Shabbos. Mefarik, separating milk out either from milking a cow or a woman expressing milk on Shabbos. That's a nisa daraisa. Which malacha? Which av malacha is that? That is very not clear. Many different opinions in the Rishonim. Many different opinions. What are the opinions? Rashi says. Rashi, at least in one place, holds like the Rambam, that Mefarik is the malacha of dush, of threshing, right? Getting out something that was inside, getting the seed out, getting fruit, squeezing out fruit, right? Mefarik is dush. That's the Rambam, and that's one day in Rashi. Another day in Rashi, maybe here, Rashi here quotes, Mefarik dover migidulo, kotzer. Rashi in Shabbos has a beferish. Kotzer is uprooting something from its natural state. So usually we think of kotzer of cutting a plant, but taking milk out, that's also kotzer. The Rabbeinu Tam, right here in Tosus, Rabbeinu Tam says, mimachik, you're smoothing out the udder when you're milking a cow, right? You're smoothing it out, you're rubbing some of the hair, unbelievable chiddush. That there are other, again, different dayas, different problems with each of the dayas, and different things that fit in well. Okay, in any case, let's continue. Says the Gemara, second to last skinny line, Abba Shalomer. No, again, hayinu sheyonkim mebehema tahara biyom tov. We used to do it on yantiv. Sehechidami. Idi ka sakana afilu b'shabes nami. If it's a sakana, it should even be mutter on Shabbos. V'ita leka sakana afilu b'yantiv aser. Why only yantiv? Lo tzricha diika tzara. No, this pain. That's the case here. What's the pain that we are talking about? So there is tsar. We'll see in a second. V'ksavar mifarek. Kila achar yadhu, and nursing directly with one's mouth and not with one's hand is a kila achar yad, is a shinui. So Shabbos to Isra skila gazur rabbanan. So it's an only nisra rabbanan. Shabbos with an isra skila, the rabbanan word goes there, even though this tsar, yantif to isra lav lo gazur be rabbanan. Yantif with an isra lav, the rabbanan word not goes there. Let's say, halakha lemaisa, if a woman is it, what about what do you do on Shabbos if it's tsar? Let's say a woman, right after she has a baby a lot of time, she has a tremendous amount of milk, and it's very painful. And let's say the baby's not nursing so much, and a woman wants to express milk in order to, she's in pain. So, what do? We allow her to express the milk, but in a way that is not an Isser Daraisa. We put, let's say, a little soap, something that is in the bottom of the kli, in which she's expressing her milk, so it's holich li'ibur automatically. Holich li'ibur automatically is not Usser. Right, so that's what is allowed, but just regular mefarik, we would not allow. Tashma, lo sochlum ki shekets heim. Next try to bring a raya. Don't eat them because they are shekets. Lo sa'achilum, lahazir gedolim alaktanim. So we learn from there that the gedolim should not feed the ktanim. My lab da amalahu lo sochlu. Doesn't that mean that you have to say don't eat? Right, so you have to get involved? Lo lisulibi adayim. No, it just means you shouldn't directly give them. But if they're eating, maybe you don't have to get involved. Tashma, kol nefesh became lo sochal dam, lahazir gdolam alaktanim. My lav da amri lahu lo sochlu. Doesn't it mean that you have to tell them, do not eat blood, even if they're doing it themselves? Lo, to the list will be adayim. No, it just means you can't give it to them directly. Tashma, third try. Amor v'amarta, lahazir gdolam alaktanim. This one's quoted in Rashi, in the beginning of Emor. My lav da amri lahu lo titmu. It's the job of the gdolim to tell the young kohanim not to become tameh. Lo dolin melubi adayim. No, it just means not to make the tameh directly. Vitzricha, and you need all three contexts. That lahazer gdolim alaktanim. You need it by treif, you need it by blood, and you need it by tumas kohanim. Di hashmin and shkatzim. If you only had shkatzim, you should be isur and b'mashu. That's very chamur. So maybe there you have to warn because they're aser b'mashu. Rashi and Tosfos say it doesn't mean literally mashu. Right, Rashi says it means a sheretz is tamei bika adasha, the size of a lentil seed. Tosa says if it's a birya, right, it's the size of a birya. But either way, it's very, very small. Right, you might say there's also a maja of a dam adiika revius emalo, but blood you might say needs a revius. So maybe there it's not as chamor, and you don't have to warn the iesh mean on dam mishum dika kares. Maybe dam is more chamor because it's a kares. Avol shratzim emalo. That's just an Israel love. Vyesh minahani tarti mishum di isur and shave bakol. Avotuma emalo betuma, which is not shave bakol. Maybe there would not be any warning of lahazer gdol malaktanim. Vyesh minatumas koanim. Even yesh minatuma, if you only had tuma koanim shiny. We should deri baba and mitzvah yiseros. Maybe there is a uniqueness. Avalhani emalo tsricha. So, no raya given. So far, even though we already saw the psak, we don't have any rayas to Mitzuvin or Ein Mitzuvin Lahafrisho. One important discussion, which we don't have time to go into deeper, and that is, the Gemara here says, what's the shear of Dam? Revius. Revius. Other Gemaras and sources say the shear of Dam is a Kezias. Is Dam considered a liquid or a solid? That's a big discussion. The Rishash, the Aruch Laner here asks, right, what's the shear of Isser Dam? So maybe, well, it depends if it's congealed or not. Right, that's why solid liquid. Or maybe it depends if you're drinking it or it's dip. You right, the Rishash says you're dipping something into it. Either way, that's a discussion in the postgame. So what is this sugya doing here? It's doing here because of the following. Tashma. We're going to try to bring rayas now from our Mishnah for this sugya. Shnei achim echad pikeach v'echad cherish. Back to the good old relationships. One, two brothers, one pikeach, one acherish. Shinisu and shtei achios pichos, married to two pichos. So one's daraisa marriage, one's darabanan marriage. Meis cherish bala pikachas. Mayase pikeach bala pikachas. If the darabanan husband died, what does the daraisa husband do? Teitzei mishamachos isha, nothing. Because he has a mitzvah. He's married on a daraisa level. And this woman, who is now zakuka dim, is his wife's sister. So nothing is needed. Meis pikach bal pikeach bal pikachas mayas acherish bal pikachas. What about the other way? If the daraisa marriage man dies, what does the cherish do? So now he's stuck because on a daraisa level he has a zika and he's married to the zika's sister. So Moshe has ishto baged. He has to divorce his wife because it's achos zikukaso veishas achiv asur laolam and eishas achiv is asur because he was married to the sister. So the Gemara says, "Amai, what's the problem here? Mozi is ishto baget, right? Why? I'm sorry, Amai Mozi is ishto baget. Why does he have to divorce his wife? Tesiv gabe, let him stay married. What? There's an issur d'rabbanan here. Katan ochel nevelosu, right? Says ochel nevelos, so let him stay married. What's the difference? He's the status of a katan, right? A cheresh. So isn't that a raya that we do get involved? No, mishum isura dida." The problem is that she's a gedola. So if she's a gedola, so then she's a pikacha, so then that's why you are not allowed to allow this relationship to continue. The Shram Siyana Balacha here quotes, what about Esther Karka Olam? Why don't we say the female is passive, and therefore there's no Isser, like the Sugis we're going to have in Ksupas Hashem in a week and a half, passively, and therefore there's no Isser? So the Shram Siyana Balacha quotes a Tosfos in Bava Kama. It's obvious, but it's an important point, and that is Esther Karka Olam is only when the act is Ba'ones. Then you have the allowance of Esther Karka Olam that it's passive. But if a woman is actively involved in Gili Arayos, so then the Hana'ah that she receives substitutes for a Maisa. And that's good enough to be Usser. Right, though, Esther Karka Olam is only about, here that she's in a relationship. What are you going to say? It's passive? No. You can only have that principle when it's an ones. That's an important tosfos in Bava Kama, Daflam Amud Beis. But the Shram B'Sanu Balacha here quotes it to explain why our Gemara didn't have that suggestion. Tashma, continuing next case of the Mishnah. Shnei achim pichim nisuim shnei achios achas pikachas achas chareshes. Again, one daraisa, one darabanan. Meis pikeach bal chareshes. Ma yase pikeach bal pikachas. So if the darabanan marriage dies, teitzei mishamachos isha, like we said. Meis pikeach bal pikachas, ma yase pikeach bal chareshes. If the daraisa one dies, what does the darabanan one do? Mosi is ishto baget, veishas achim bechalitza. As we said, v'yamai mosi is ishto baget, teisav gabe katan ochan avelosu. Why don't we allow them to stay married? Mishu misura didei. Same thing, but now, because he is a chayiv in mitzvahs. So, Amarava Tashma. Okay, fine. What about this case? Shnei achim echad cheresh ve'echad pikech. Nesuin shnei achios achas pikech v'achas chereshes. So, one's a perfect marriage, one's a derabanan marriage. Meis cheresh bal chereshes. Ma yase pikech bal pikachas. What does the healthy one do? Teitzei mishum achos ishto. That's it. He's married. And therefore, he doesn't have to worry about achos isha. Meis pikech bal pikachas. Ma yase cheresh bal chereshes. So now they're both derabanan. They're both not bar chayuvis. Mosi is ishto baget veiches achiv asur la olam. So here we have a problem because v'yahacha delavi sura dida ika v'lavi sura dida ika. They're both cheresh and chareshes. V'ktani mosi is ishto baget. So why can't we allow them to stay married? doesn't disprove. Beis Din Mitzuvin Lahafrisho. Amar Rav Shmaya, no. Gezeira, Mishamataras Yevamalashuk. No, it's a gzeira, because if we allow them to stay, people won't realize that the reason is because of Katan Ochan Avelos. People will think that her kiddushin really was doche, the zika of the sister, and therefore that can lead to problems. That can lead to problems, as Rashi explains, the last Rashi in the Parak. Okay, Hadron Lacheresh, again, there's a lot more regarding what you're allowed to let a child do and what not, but we'll leave it at that. Let's at least start the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, this is called Ha'isha Shalom. There are three prakim in Yevamis that start off with the word Ha'isha. So you have to be mechalik between them. So the 10th parak we had was Ha'isha Rabbah. Right? Ha'isha, why is it Rabbah? Because that's the biggest parak. Ha'isha Rabbah. Now we have Ha'isha, it starts with the same words, Ha'isha Shaholcha. Right? That's why we have the different names. This is Ha'isha Shalom, right? Because we're talking about Shalom in the Mishnah. And the last one is Ha'isha Basra, right? Because that's the last parak in Yevamis. So Ha'isha Shaholcha Hiyu Bailam Lidas Hayam. A husband and wife that went to Medinas Hayam, Shalom bin Alavina, they got along very well. Meaning, we don't assume that the woman's going to lie because she hates her husband. The Shalom ba'olam, and there's peace in the world. So we're not worried that it's a time of war, and she's going to see something that her husband's injured and assume he died. Right, without really seeing. So, the Shalom all over. Ubava amra meis bali, tinasei, meis bali tisyabem. So, if everything is equal and fine and wonderful, we trust the woman, right, like we discussed in the 10th parak, that daiko mitzava, and she's going to be careful, she's not going to want to get into problems. But, Shalom beino leveina umilchama ba'olam. But if there's war out there, kitata beino leveina v'shalom ba'olam, or there's war in there, right? There's war outside and there's war inside. Ubasa va'amra meiz ba'ili, einana emenes. Then she's not believed because, as the Gemara is going to say, we assume bididami. Maybe she, like, estimated. Maybe she's like, oh yeah, he died. Right? So that's what we don't trust. Rabbi Huda omer la'olam einana emenes. She's never believed. Ella imkein basa boche v'ubagadeha keruin. Unless she comes and she looks like an avela. She looks like she's in mourning. That's when we would believe her. You need that additional edus. Amrulo, and they say to him, no, achazu, achazu, tinase. Even without that, she could get remarried, and we do believe her. What's the machlokas about? We will have to see. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. We'll start with the Gemara, Be'ez Hashem, next time, when we get into the 15th parak of Yevamos.